If you miss out on the danger, you'll never learn the skills.
We're about to have a jackpot, which means it's go time. Welcome to Dangerous Skills for Living. I'm your host, Charles Powell. Today, our topic is situational awareness. Frankly, you could take a six-month course, you could take a college course, you could study it for years and never learn everything about it. But really, there's a few basic things I want you to learn today in this very novel approach that I'm going to take. Situational awareness is a lifestyle. Now, I have developed a method of remembering how to approach situational awareness using a theory I call slot machine theory. Now, it's not a secret to a lot of people that I have lived a life in which a lot of dangerous skills were needed to stay alive, to keep other people alive, for human trafficking victims to be rescued. And so dangerous skills is not just a brand, it's something I've had to count on throughout my life and to acquire. There came a certain point in my life when I decided I was going to get a tattoo that would kind of explain my state of mind with regard to all these things. And this slot machine theory, it really spoke to me. So I got a tattoo, and you'll see the picture here in a minute. And it is a lot of filigree on my arm. And you can look up filigree if you don't know what it is. And in the middle of it is a pocket watch, and there's a ribbon running through it all. And the ribbon runs around the pocket watch, and the words read, "Just another Tuesday." And that's basically to say that, like, I don't know, people go to church, they go to a cocktail party, they go to a social event, and people are like, "Everybody tell your story, icebreaker." And, you know, somebody could say, "I was in this once or that once." And whatever they would say, I'm not putting down what their life experience is. But whatever the biggest moment in their life is, I've experienced that, you know, times 100, times 1,000. And whatever the thing that worried them or made them afraid the most, to me, was not the biggest day of my life. It was just another Tuesday, because I've had many. And we talk about the pocket watch there. Now, the pocket watch reads 10 minutes to midnight, because time is running out fast, because I've always lived my life like it was all about to go down. It's just around the corner. The moment is at hand. Be ready. Then at the bottom of the pocket watch, a lot of pocket watches have like a date and time, a digital date and time position. And so down there, I put basically the slot machine, three digits down there. It's two sevens, which have hit, and then a third seven is rising to hit. We're about to have a jackpot, which means it's go time. And this tattoo helps me kind of remember who I am. If anybody asks about it, it's a way of saying who I am and the way that I've lived my life. And I would say a lot of people don't really have a way that they could explain to other people how they've lived their life or why they've lived their life the way they have. And because my life has been unique, I wanted to create this tattoo to help me do it. And one of the best ways I was able to do it was to include a visual concept about slot machine theory. Now, slot machine theory is really nothing more than just a potential threat assessment guideline. That might be how some real, you know, studious, learned people and maybe military people might call it that. But, you know, before we get too deep into situational awareness, let me just go ahead and encourage you to live your life. Be happy, be engaged with your family and friends at home and in public, but do so with situational awareness. Now, situational awareness is just a commitment. It's a way you're going to live. It's something you're going to do no matter what. It's a way of saying, okay, I'm going to incorporate this very valuable thing into my life. And that's what you do. Situational awareness, a way of life, a way of living. It's a lifestyle. And it's one in which at all times I'll be aware of the ever-changing nature of my situation, the ever-changing, people around me, different people move wherever I am, whatever room I'm in, wherever I go. People change, circumstances change, and in doing so, I'm just aware of it. Now, it's not all-encompassing. I'm enjoying my meal if I'm in a restaurant. I'm enjoying my day wherever I am. But, people should be aware of their security and safety situation. as they go throughout their day. And, you know, I will act instantly and with practiced forethought if circumstances require me to do so. But mostly I'm enjoying my day and just being aware. Now, this is slot machine theory. So we think of slot machines, casinos, a slot machine, you know, the big thing we think of is like sevens. So you're going to be a winner. You're going to hit a jackpot if you get seven, 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 three of them. So I've put together this way of thinking about situational awareness in which we have different slot conditions. And let's talk about slot condition zero. Now, this is no sevens are present. Just the wheels are spinning on your slot machine of situational awareness. You're just going through life. They're all spinning along. Life is good. But that having been said, you've already determined that there are several secure ways to get out of wherever you are. You go into a restaurant, you know, well, there's the kitchen. That's always a great way to get out of a restaurant. You go into a bank. They usually have a back way. You know where the front is. You know where cover and concealment are wherever you go. You know, they're desks and things. You're just aware of these things. You're not fixating on them. It's not the only thing on your mind. You just walk into a bank, a restaurant. You walk into a friend's home. You're just being aware of your circumstances and everything around you. You have assessed that there are hot and maybe cold weapons available to you should you need them. It is because of this situational awareness that you're able to relax. But the wheels are spinning, everything's going good, you're enjoying life. And slot condition number one comes up. 1-7 suddenly appears. 1-7 hits, it hits hard. The other two wheels are spinning. Well, now, when 1-7 hits on the situational awareness slot machine in your head, the other two spinning, you may have seen something or someone which is out of place or just doesn't look right. And you may just have a strong sensation that something's changed, something's not right. Something isn't right in the atmosphere. I've just got that feeling. When you're walking into your bank, say, and you observe two guys pull up in a car and both are wearing long sleeve coats in the summer, it's time to reevaluate your best points for egress if you need to get out of the bank. It's time for you to reassess the hot and cold weapons at your disposal, should they be needed. And it's time to consider cover and concealment. Where could you hide? What could you get behind if gunfire started? Well, I hit slot condition number one every single day of my life, at least once or twice. Go to the convenience store, go to the bank, go to a restaurant with a friend, driving to work. I hit slot condition number one because I'm paying attention to my situational awareness. But, you know, I carry on with lunch. I carry on with the birthday party, the company function, as though all is normal, because it is. Once you start looking around there, you might find lots of things that just don't look right to you when you first start embracing situational awareness. You'll find that you do see things that don't look right that you never saw before. Slot condition number one will occur often. And guess what? When the threat passes, you go right back to slot condition number zero. A good way of living, a good way of life. Okay, so let's talk about slot condition number two. Suddenly, 2-7s have hit, the third wheel still spinning. Now, this takes place when you've observed 2 to 3 reasonable and definable threats unfolding at the same time. Now, one wouldn't wear a heavy coat in the summer, would they? No. So these guys decide they're going to get out of the car. They come into the bank and they're looking really nervous. One stands over by the main entrance of the bank and the other makes his way across the bank and says, "Can I see the manager?" Guess what? You have been in a number of situations equal to this moment before, and most of you never saw them taking place. Most people who do see all this sort of thing unfold, they just stand there and wait to see what happens next. Not me. Whatever's going down hasn't happened yet. Nobody's yelled, "Hey, this is a holdup." Yeah. The very instant that second 7 hits my situational awareness slot machine going on in my head, I'm on the move. I'm deciding whether I'm seeking to merely escape or intervene in the situation. Now, you've got to understand, this aspect is not a situation of bravery or not. Intervening or not intervening is not whether you're brave enough to do it. No. That question is answered based on the circumstances. The circumstances you're observing all around you. And those circumstances are defined by my level of preparedness to meet and overcome my adversaries. I'm also looking for cover and concealment and an angle to place my adversaries in a crossfire if necessary, if it happens. Now, I'm not like some idiot running across my bank because two guys only had two, you know, didn't have fresh, clean clothes to wear. And one of them doesn't feel like going all the way into the bank. I am not overreacting, and I'm not saying you should do so either. But what I am doing is I'm on the move casually, putting myself in a better position. I've done this many times when things have happened in public and no one even knew what I was doing, and I did not look furtive in my movements. So I'm looking for a place where I can take action if the next seven hits. So I have to evaluate things. Am I looking for a back door to escape or call for help? Because many innocents could be harmed. Should I intervene? And you don't want to do that. Never hope for a chance. Now, let me tell you, I've run into people that are like, okay, I watch this guy and I go to this training and I do this thing. And, I go to the range every day and I constantly carry and I do this stuff. And I'm just waiting for the moment. That person is a fool. Now, you can carry, you can always be prepared, and you should always be prepared. If you have the legal right to do so, do. And train. Yes, you should train. But never, ever, ever hope for a chance that you should have to intervene. Never practice and just wait for the moment to be the hero. Pray you're never placed in such a situation, because such are beyond the body, mind, and souls of most people to successfully navigate. No matter which Navy SEAL training videos you watch on YouTube. Yeah. Now it's time to talk about slot condition number three. Three sevens have hit. It's a jackpot. In our ongoing scenario, this is the moment when one of the guys yells, "This is a stick up," or maybe they both open their trench coats revealing shotguns. Now, this is the time that everything you planned for and considered, well, this is when everything pays off, when you did all the things you were supposed to do in slot machine theory based on one and two sevens hitting. Yeah, it all pays off now. A jackpot means that you should keep thinking. Yes, you should keep evaluating. But do so while acting in your best interest. Whatever that may be, that's up to you. But acting in your best interest, yes, because only you can decide what to do. And remember, only you will have to pay for making the wrong decision if you make one. A jackpot. Now, a jackpot means to keep thinking. It means to keep evaluating, considering what to do. You're going to be thinking, you need to do what's in your best interest. And that doesn't always mean to act. That doesn't mean to pull out a firearm in our scenario and start banging away in your local bank. You could hit an innocent bystander, potentially. It does mean for you to keep thinking and keep evaluating the situation as you're considering what you must do, what is in your best interest to do, because only you can decide what to do. And remember, only you will have to pay for whatever wrong decision you make. No matter what you do, stay prepared for the worst and be ready to act when it happens. Now, you may go your entire life and never get past slot condition number one or two, and I certainly hope that's the case. But practicing situational awareness just might save your life and the lives of those people around you should that third seven ever hit and you find yourself in a real jackpot. Remember, throughout your daily life, without it getting in the way of a normal life, remember to practice slot machine theory situational awareness every day.